Hey, it's Tony Bruschi from Real Ghost Stories Online. We're at it again, giving away another $500 Amazon gift card. If you want in on this round, all you got to do, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, then shoot me a screenshot of it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. Very simple. Leave the review, Apple Podcasts, screenshot, send it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. That's it. You're entered. Very soon, another person is going to win a $500 Amazon gift card as a thank you for that review. Go ahead. Leave it now. Takes like 4 seconds. We greatly appreciate it, and good luck.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Tony, this is Joey. It's a nice, beautiful afternoon, and I just got off work, so I was actually listening to your live podcast that you guys just did, and I figured I'd drop a story because I didn't even know you guys went live, but it was a very interesting day. It's a very interesting podcast that you guys did, and you know, let me give kudos for how hard you guys work. I know you guys are swamped constantly, so hey, it's a nice pat on the back for the both of you and how hard both of you guys work on this. You know, it's nice for everyone to have an outlet, but basically, the story I'm going to tell you guys today is about a gentleman named George. My sister had an apartment. We live in a small town in Ohio. It's called Circleville. Below the apartment, there was like a little business. They basically did haircuts and stuff like that. Where the whole name George came from, basically, my sister was always like talking about different things that were happening in her apartment. You know, you would hear footsteps. Now, when you would walk through the apartment door, there was basically two flights of stairs that went up to a third floor. So basically, you'd have your first flight. That's where you would go into the apartment. And then there was another flight of stairs that went up. There was like a room that we would play cards in, stuff like that. And directly across the hallway, there was a room that was unfinished, which I'll get to why it was unfinished. Anyway, everybody in my family, like I've called in before and told the story about my grandfather. I'm really heightened on these things. I can, you know, sense spirits feel like anywhere. I guess it's a special gift and I like to use it for as much as I can. But anyway, basically what it was, man, it was basically just crazy things happening all the time. You'd be sitting in there, we'd be playing video games or something like that. And what you would hear outside of the door, would be somebody running up the steps. And then it would stop at the door. One occasion, my brother-in-law basically called my mom and I one night. He was over at the apartment. You know, I lived with my parents. I was like 16 years old. And he's not in tears, but, you know, hey, you know, I'm freaked out. You know, I heard someone running up and down the steps. I think somebody's in here, you know, blah, 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 blah. I keep hearing it. So we come over there, nothing there, you know. I mean, and the funny thing was that when we actually walked to the door, I mean, like, seriously, his face was pale white. I mean, like, you know, the expression is you look like you'd seen a ghost. But whatever, you know what I mean? My experience personally, where I started believing this whole George thing, what it was, my sister had gone downstairs and, you know, was talking to the ladies or somehow met somebody from that, you know, hairdressing salon, and basically she was telling them about the stuff that was going on, the footsteps. Sometimes you'd hear, you know, doors close, not slam, doors closed. This window would always open and stuff like that because they had like a little old hatch because it was an old building. And they basically said, oh, that's George. And what it was, there was an old gentleman that used to own the building and he was very, very flirtatious with a lot of women. So mostly women would get a lot of activity from him, but he was almost kind of harsh or rude towards men. The point that I'm going to make with this is basically, like I said, on the third floor, there was an unfinished room. And I apologize for bouncing all around, but it was an unfinished room. My dad and my mom and I were upstairs on the third floor, and we decided, you know, my dad, you know, was like, hey, let's try to finish this room for my sister. Her name is Jennifer. And, you know, my dad was like, hey, you know, let's try to finish this room. So we go upstairs and we walk in there. Now, the best way I could describe this room to you, it had one tiny little window. And it was so high up in the air, not a lot of the sunshine would get in. It didn't matter if it was, you know, the sun was shining bright that day. It was just, the room felt dark. And what happened was we were standing in there. My mom is also like me, you know, she can feel a lot of, sense a lot of, you know, spirits and stuff like that. I hear my mom begin to cough, you know. So then after that, I start coughing. And the best way that I could describe it to you is it almost felt like when you get you're like a sore throat, and it almost feels like it's kind of burning. Well, then that burning sensation went to like a choking. I look over at my mom. She's got tears coming out of her eyes because she's coughing so much. I'm coughing so much. And my dad, who really doesn't sense these kind of things, is looking at me and, my mom and I, and is going, well, what's wrong with you guys? And I just could not breathe. Like, it did not matter. Like, the longer that I stayed in that room, the longer I could not breathe. I kept coughing. It was almost felt like someone, like, shot pepper spray out in the air and just gagging and then, like, gagging. And then, you know, then I just felt my throat getting tighter and tighter and tighter. Well, sure enough, we come out of there, and believe it or not, I went downstairs and had very faint marks on my throat. Now, could I say they were fingers? Possibly. My mom, same thing. So, long story short, basically the reason the room was not finished because the person that owned the building, anytime he would try to get somebody to go in there to finish that room, the same thing would happen. Tools would die. People would complain they had headaches, they couldn't breathe, and, you know, they thought it was asbestos, so they came and checked. There was no asbestos in there. So basically, that was George's room, what we ended up coming up with, and he did not want anybody in there, and he didn't care who you were. That was his little area, and to be honest with you, when you would stand in that room, I don't care, you know, you wouldn't stand in there long, because it just always felt like there was something in there with you. There was also a time my dad padlocked it. And I know this sounds really far-fetched, but he padlocked the door and came up like a week later because, you know, we're family. We always help each other out. You know, we got to let this, do that, whatever. And he came over like a week later and the padlock was actually unlocked. Nobody had gone up in that room for anything because there's nothing in there. It was just like an unfinished, you could see the wooden floor. I mean, it was a disgusting type room. So, that's a man named George. And he definitely liked to linger around, that's for sure. So, many a times did he put the fear of God in us. So, appreciate you hopefully listening to my story. And even if you don't play it, hopefully you guys listen to it and enjoy it yourself. And like I said, you guys work really hard. And I really do appreciate you guys for everything you do. Like I said, it's a nice outlet for everybody to be able to tell their story. So, thank you so much, guys. Rock it out. You guys are awesome. Have a good one. Bye.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.